Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1481. Instead of a diet for kids, these healthy habits create real change. Part 2 by Crystal Cargis of crystalcargis.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Welcome to another Tuesday edition of Optimal Health Daily. Remember, this is where I read to you from blogs for free so that you don't have to read them yourself. Except on Fridays, that's where I answer your questions. Now, to check out our other shows, just search for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this. And those other shows, we cover lots of different topics, everything from relationships to your finances to minimalism. So definitely check out our other shows. Now, don't forget, today's post is a continuation from yesterday. So if you're new here, I'd recommend listening to yesterday's episode first. That was episode 1480. But if you're all caught up, let's get right to part two and continue optimizing your life. Instead of a diet for kids, these healthy habits create real change. Part 2 by Crystal Cargis of crystalcargis.com. Emphasizing or encouraging dieting in any form can lead to a cycle of disordered eating and low self-esteem. Dieting behaviors have a generational transmission effect, meaning we're more likely to pass on eating behaviors we learned from our parents. Now, this post is not intended to create any shame around mothers, parents, caregivers, or families. If you are currently dieting or have a history of dieting, I hope you will hear me out. Please hear my heart. This information is not here to put you down in any way whatsoever or make you feel badly about yourself, but rather to present you with information and resources to increase awareness so that you can make an informed decision about how you want to raise your own children. I have so much compassion for you if you've been dieting or struggling on the dieting bandwagon. This is not your fault. There are so many complex factors that influence the desire to diet. Largely, it's a systemic toxic system that purports to make money off of making people feel that they need to change their body or to have any sense of worth. And food and exercise has been distorted to manipulate our bodies rather than nourish and be pleasurable. And diets are often marketed in a pretty package that makes us believe all our problems will be solved. And they're disguised by a wellness culture, so it's hard to even recognize a diet for what it is these days. Health has been mischaracterized to mean being in a smaller body or synonymous with weight loss. You might have picked up these behaviors from your parents or your own family who are doing what they thought was best for their health. However, the research is clear about the harmful effects of dieting behaviors, physically and mentally, for adults and children. Another consequence of dieting is that it creates a sense of fear, which your own children may pick up on. When you feel like you can't trust your own body, you're more likely to feel as though your child's body cannot be trusted, or that you need to interfere to manipulate an outcome for your child. This can create disruptions for your own child from a young age. Choosing a different future for your family. So why am I passionate about this? As I shared in yesterday's post, I struggled with a severe eating disorder from ages 17 to 23. I barely made it through my college years and don't remember half of it. I hurt my body to the point where I thought I wouldn't be able to have kids. My eating disorder was triggered by multiple factors, including dieting behaviors that were modeled and encouraged in my own family. Now, I don't blame my family, nor is any of this their fault whatsoever. eating disorders are potentially fatal mental illnesses that are triggered by the result of many complex factors, including genetics and other things that are out of anyone's control. I know my family loved me and were doing the best they could with the information and resources that they had at the time. But now, through my healing journey, I know better and am committed to doing things differently for my own kids. You can do the same for you and your family to prevent dieting legacy from entering another generation. We can be the ones to stop diet culture in its tracks, to say no more. No more negative effects of diet culture from being passed down to our kids, grandkids, and all generations that come after us. As parents, we can be empowered to stop the cycling effects of diet culture from being part of our children's generation in the same way it was part of our lives. There are other proactive and effective ways we can help protect our kids from a lifelong battle and struggle with food and their bodies. Instead, let's focus on behaviors that build a lasting foundation for health for years to come. There are other ways to help our kids build confidence in their bodies and with food, and to help decrease their risk of disordered eating and eating disorders. This doesn't mean you don't care about health. It's understanding the big picture of what affects your physical and mental health and what trickles down to your own kids and making an intentional choice to do something different. Focusing on behaviors that bring lasting health. Okay, so what about health then? Choosing not to engage in dieting behaviors doesn't mean that we don't care about health. Instead, we are choosing to promote healthy behaviors that will create a strong foundation from which kids can grow and decreasing the risk of having a chaotic relationship with food and their bodies. There are other ways to teach our children about health, food, and their bodies without the unethical push to diet and other dangerous weight loss tactics. Kids need to know they are safe in their bodies, worthy, and valuable, no matter what their weight or their size. Ways to help build healthy habits for kids that don't involve dieting. If you're concerned about health, consider focusing on these behaviors to help support you and your kids and to help them build a lasting foundation for health for years to come. 1. Create and have safe places for your child to play that encourage physical activity. 2. Promote decreased screen time, including time spent on devices and watching TV. 3. Work on your own healing to build confidence around food and your body to model more positive behaviors. Kids learn from the role models in their lives. Because of this, it's important to ask yourself if your own relationship with food and your body is something that you would want your own children to replicate. Parental food behaviors are often reflected in children. What behaviors do you want your own child to reflect? Please approach this from a place of self-compassion and curiosity to learn more about what areas in your own life you may need some extra support in. 4. Keep language neutral around food and your body. Research has found that when parent conversations are neutral around food and weight, this can be a protective factor for kids against disordered eating. Leaving any discussion of weight and size out of conversations with your kids can be helpful for their own eating habits and body confidence. 5. Trust in your child to eat what they need that will help them grow in their body that is right for them. Healthy eating habits for kids are based on a trusting and positive feeding relationship with their caregivers. 6. Help them build a neutral appreciation for a variety of all foods. 7. Aim to have more meals together as a family. Studies have found that children who eat at least 3 meals per week together with their families are more likely to have a healthy diet and healthy eating patterns, and they also have a lowered risk for disordered eating and are less likely to experience depressive symptoms. And 8, help your child learn that their worth is not tied to their body size. You can trust that in doing these things, your kids will grow into a healthy weight that is right for them. More importantly, your kids will reap the health benefits that come from a healthy relationship with food and their bodies for years to come. Dieting may have been part of your past, but you have the power to stop it from being part of your child's future. You just listened to part 2 of the post titled, Instead of a Diet for Kids, These Healthy Habits Create Real Change, by Crystal Cargis of crystalcargis.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. What I really appreciated about Crystal's advice was that many of the tips she shared are backed by actual studies. In today's article, Crystal talked about the importance of families modeling healthy eating behaviors so that children learn how to form healthy relationships with food. Now, from these family meals, children also learn what a balanced and nutritious meal should look like, along with proper portions and so on. And yes, distraction-free family meals have been shown to not only improve family dynamics, but also healthier eating behaviors that can last a lifetime. Now, another great tip to promote nutritious eating for children of any age is to involve them in the menu planning, grocery shopping, and cooking. Children often take great pride in helping to prepare all of the components of the family meal. Now, this not only helps them learn a number of useful skills, but is also a great trick to use when you have particularly picky eaters in the family. Involve the picky eaters in the meal planning and meal preparation for the family so that they feel they have some control over the process too. Now, we don't allow them free rein, of course, because that may mean the family's eating s'mores for dinner. With adult involvement, you can guide them to creating a balanced, nutritious meal for the entire family. All right, that does it for today. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for subscribing to the show. One of the best ways to keep the show going is to share this episode with someone. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your Tuesday, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.